End of one here at the Tiger Den. Warsaw trails Mishawaka by a score of 15-13 after Jones, with a personal 8-0 run, puts his team in the lead by two. Warsaw with a ball to start quarter two, still going to the far end. Jackson Gould picked up his dribble, finds Trey Davis in the center circle. Bad pass stolen by Jones. He'll take it down and score. Davis passed the wing, was easily detected by Jones. Now Gould at the other end, gets away from his defender and shoots a three and hits it. Gould with 2 3-pointers and 8 points. 17-16, Mishawaka by one. Jones out to Herringer, now to Snyder. Snyder above the volleyball line, now down toward the baseline for Rashawn Johnson. Out at the top, this is Jones. Jones drives into Davis, down to the baseline, Johnson for a long jumper that's no good, and the rebound to Luke Yeager for the Tigers. In transition, Jackson Gould, pull up 25-footer, no good, and it's grabbed by Johnson. Johnson outlets to midcourt to Jones. A minute gone, quarter two, Mishawaka with the ball in a one-point lead. Now Jones dribbles it off his own foot. He'll go back out to midcourt to get it. A lob to the far side to Johnson. Johnson against Martin, one-on-one. Takes him off the dribble, shoots a 10-footer and missed it, and Jackson Gould's got the rebound for Warsaw. Cross-court pass to Martin, to the corner, Bricker, a catch-and-shoot 20-footer is way short. The rebound eludes Yeager, and it's grabbed by Jones for Mishawaka. Here we go. 6.5 minutes left to play in the second. Warsaw trails by one. Johnson, deep right corner, picks up his dribble. He's got a problem against Martin. Backdoor cut, shot by Jones, shot up and in. Jones has got 12, and it's 19-16, Mishawaka. Across the line, Jackson Gould. Down the left side of the lane, spins around, finds Trey Davis under the basket for a reverse layup for two. 19-18, Mishawaka back up by one. 2 minutes gone here in quarter two. Jones across the line. Picked up by Davis loosely. Across the top to Snyder. Down to the wing for Pritchett, who's back in. Given space, steps up. They let him shoot a three, and he does, and he hit it. He hits a three-pointer, and Bodie Bender just turns around as if to say, well, we didn't see that coming. Pritchett has five, and it's 22-18 at Mishawaka. Gould, left the key beyond the arc, to the right elbow, in the corner, Martin. He'll catch and shoot a three. That's way short. Jones has the rebound for the Cavemen. Jones will bring it up himself. No-look pass ahead to Pritchett on the left. He'll peel around and throw back to Herringer. Herringer can't shake free to shoot. Throws it out to Jones. Jones drives around the lane, puts it up, no good. Martin the rebound for Warsaw. Martin up the far side. Ahead to Bricker. Bricker down to the baseline, Trey Davis. He'll bring it out to the wing and all the way to the top. Jackson Gould, left side to Martin. Martin bounces out for Yeager. Yeager surveys, throws it out for Trey Davis. Right side, Jackson Gould. Up the baseline into Snyder. Puts it up in the air, no good. Tipped and saved in. Martin with the rebound. All the way across, Jackson Gould, right corner. They'll bring it back out and reset it. Martin in between the circles. Left side, Yeager wide open. In the corner for three, missed everything. And the rebound's grabbed by Johnson for Mishawaka. At the beginning of the season, Luke was hitting those. He'd hit one a game, occasionally two, and he has really lost his touch from out beyond three-point range. Johnson off the right off his screen. Out to Pritchett on a pop-out. Now Snyder holding it high to Herringer at the elbow. Trying to back his way in on Yeager. Does. Takes it up. Blocked. Flat-footed by Luke Yeager. Luke Bricker with the rebound. Jackson Gould. Long pass. Oh, it hit the backboard on the fly. Bricker can't get to it. It's grabbed by Snyder. Up ahead with Sean Johnson. He'll drive in, put it up and in, and a foul. Gould slid underneath him. Made a bad situation worse. And Mishawaka now leads by six. Score the basket for Johnson. He's got four plus this free throw. And both teams have subs waiting at the scorer's table. Carson Gould, Heckerman, and Andrew Potter into the game for Warsaw. Trey Davis, Bricker, and Yeager are out. Mishawaka has one more change to make. They bring in Anthony Nelson, a 6-foot senior. Also, Ace Troyer, a 6'2 senior. Johnson's free throw is good. He's got five, and Mishawaka has their largest lead of the game. 25-18 in favor of the Cavemen. Right side, Heckman. Back out to Jackson Gould. He'll dribble the foul line. Down the left side of the lane. Shoot up left-handed. No good. Rebound. Potter had it. Couldn't grab it. And it's taken by Snyder from Mishawaka. Back to Herringer. In transition. A three-pointer is off the mark. And Carson Gould with another rebound for Warsaw. Ahead to Jackson Gould. Left side of center. Now back out to Heckman. Now back to the near side for Martin. Underneath Carson Gould. Finds Heckman for two. Good pass. Good movement by the Tigers. They needed a hoop there with 3:20 to go in the half. Mishawaka leads 25-20. Across the line, another new guy in there. That's Maddox Yowie. Yowie's got it near the center circle. Down to Herringer, backs in on Potter. Falling, firing from 12 and hitting. It's impossible to stop. A guy that big who can make that shot, that's virtually impossible. The only way you can stop him is to help him. And there was nobody out top to help. Jackson Gould, left corner. Throws it down to Potter on the block on the left. Potter leans in, shoots, missed it. Rebound grabbed by Snyder for Mishawaka. They've got the ball in a 7-point lead with 2:40 left to play here in the second quarter. Herringer puts on the floor, runs into Martin. Pass out top, grabbed by Nelson. Nelson in the corner pass deflected by Jackson Gould. Out of bounds, and it will belong to Mishawaka again. 27-20 Mishawaka, 2:30 left in the half. Snyder takes a break. Arthur Jones, who was out for a little bit, is back in there for the Cavemen. He's got 12 of their 27. Yowie to throw it in. Right in front of Nick Katras, and Jackson Gould stole the inbounds. Lobs it up ahead. It's loose and it's out of bounds. And Arthur Jones, they say, touched it last. Jones did a great job of saving a basket there. The Mishawaka bench really thought that it was Carson Gould that hit it with his foot. The Tigers are down by 7. They've got the ball. 2:26 left to play in the half. And on the inbounds, Drew Sullivan's in the game for Warsaw, and he accepts the inbounds pass out on the right wing. He'll hand back to Carson Gould, pressured there by Yowie. And then Carson threw it to Drew in the corner, and Sullivan cut to the baseline and toward the basket, and there was nobody there to receive the pass. But the Tigers offensively are out of sync. Against a Mishawaka team that without their best athlete for sure and their second leading scorer, Brady Fisher, looks like they're in pretty good shape. Lob back door, Herringer right corner. Drives in on Potter, backs in, fakes, falls, fires, missed it. Jones had the rebound but lost it out of bounds, and Warsaw maintains possession. Carson Gould will put it in. Mishawaka is showing some full court pressure. But it doesn't amount to much, and Carson's able to get it across the line. Now Yowie steps up that pressure. Potter. Left side, Jackson Gould, up the sideline, Sullivan, back out to Potter. Potter looking, hands off to Jackson Gould. 1:40 left in the half, Warsaw's down by 7. Sullivan on the drive, out to Heckman. Heckman to the foul line, stop and go move, shoots in traffic and scores. Warsaw could really use Drew Heckman to get hot. Tigers within 5, 90 seconds to play first half. Right sideline, Yowie. Looks inside at Troyer, can't get it to him. Pritchett to the near corner, shot for 3 by Nelson is good. His 19th three-pointer of the season, his first basket of this game, and it's 30-22. Mishawaka back up by 8. Sullivan, left wing, sees some space, kicks it out. Heckman's going to try a 3, it's way off the mark, and the rebound's grabbed by Jones for Mishawaka. A minute to play, Mishawaka's got an 8-point lead and the ball and the possession arrow. So this could be a really, really rough stretch here for the Tigers. Jones drives the lane, floats up an 8-footer, off the mark, no good. Heckman's got the rebound for Warsaw. 60-foot pass up ahead, picked off by Yodi for Mishawaka, and a timeout is called by the Cavemen. It's a full timeout with 38 seconds left to play here in the half. Mishawaka leads 30-22 over Warsaw, and we're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. 30-22, Mishawaka, 38.6 left to play here in the first half. But again, a very dangerous possession coming up. Mishawaka with a chance to go up by 10 or more and have the basketball to start the third quarter. Yowie holding against Gould, and Gould then reached in, almost stole the ball. Yowie dribbles partway in, gets it out to Jones in the center circle. He's got 12 of their 30 in the first half. His average is 14. Yowie dribbles a circle around Gould. Jackson needs to be careful. Left side open. Nelson for three. He hits it. They're running out the clock, and Nelson hits a three-pointer. They're up by 11. 8 seconds to go in the half. Gould, pull-up 22-footer, in and out, tipped by Davis, grabbed by the Tigers, reverse layup, Sullivan, no good, tipped by Potter, and it does not count. It does not count. Mishawaka, 33, Warsaw, 22, here at halftime. First half scoring comes your way after this two-minute timeout on News Now Warsaw. Halftime at the Tiger Den, Mishawaka, 33, Warsaw, 22. First half scoring for the Cavemen. Jackson Snyder, a three-pointer for three. Cooper Pritchett, a two and a three for five. Rasan Johnson, 5 points. Anthony Nelson, 2 threes. He's got 6 points. And Arthur Jones is the leader with 12. For Warsaw, Trey Davis, 2. Luke Bricker, 3. Carson Gould, 3. They both had three-point baskets. Drew Heckerman had 6. On a field goal in the first and 2 more in the second. And Jackson Gould is the leader at halftime with 8 first half points. Mishawaka led it after 1, 15-13, but the Cavemen outscored the Tigers 18-9 in the second to build their lead to 11 at 33-22. We were never tied and we had no lead changes. Drew Sullivan led Warsaw in the JV game with 17 points and 8 rebounds. As Warsaw beat Mishawaka 52-41, scoring 23 points in the fourth quarter. Warsaw is 11-5, 4-2 in the conference. Mishawaka 10-5, and also 4-2. Again, in the varsity game, Mishawaka 33, Warsaw 22. First half stats brought to you by Oliver Bergen are next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime of the varsity game here at the Tiger Den. Warsaw trails Mishawaka 33-22. The first half stats are brought to you by Alderfer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. In the first half, Mishawaka shot 54%, 13 of 24 from the field, 6 of 11 from three-point range. That's a team that shoots 32% normally. They were 1 of 1 at the free throw line. Warsaw, 8 of 23 from the field, 35%, 4 of 13 for three-point range, and 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Mishawaka, 13-10. Turnovers, Warsaw with 5, Mishawaka with 4. Points off turnovers, Mishawaka 11, Warsaw 8. We talk all the time about the rule of 1-1, which means usually if you commit 10 turnovers, you should expect the other team to score 10 points off them. Warsaw's got 5 turnovers. Mishawaka scored 11 points off those turnovers. Warsaw 8 off the 4 turnovers for Mishawaka. No second chance points. There were only 3 offensive rebounds for the two teams total in the first half. Points off the bench, Mishawaka 6, Warsaw 9. Points per possession, Mishawaka to a very, very solid 1.26 and Warsaw to 0.81. Look, Warsaw is getting shots and they're missing them. 23 shots in the first half, but they only hit 8 of them. And I think it goes back to what Coach Moore has been talking to us since Christmas time, which is the open shots. Good shots. Warsaw is not getting enough of those, and when they're taking them, they're not making them. And they're going to have to make a bunch of them if they're going to get back against this Mishawaka bunch here in the second half of play. 33-22. Mishawaka with the lead at halftime. Those are the halftime stats brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street in Warsaw. We start the third after these messages on News Now Warsaw.